such a beautiful and blessed Monday morning. Thank you for joining me on WWDB Morning Light with Scott Borsky. I hope you had a blessed weekend, and I look forward to being with you for a full week of faith and all that's good in God. No better song to start with this morning than with Cody Carnes and Carrie Job with "They're the Blessing." It's a new day. Certainly, it's a new week. We are all trying to find our place in this world, our given mission, our given purpose, and we will do it. We just have to have faith in God and be known to God. Please join with Michael W. Smith on his place in this world.
This becoming is harder than
Even if during the weekend and coming into this beautiful Monday, you're in the valley in some essence of your world and there are tears on your heart. When you cry, God cries also. We are in a friendship with God, and don't we all want a God that we can speak to? Please join with Gaither Vocal Band on their When I Cry.
Making a list of all of the good things you've done for me. Lord, I've never been one to complain, but right now I'm lost and I can't find my way. My world's come apart and it's breaking my heart, but it helps to know that your heart is breaking too. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. And when I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. When I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry. Alone in the dark, facing my hands, crying out to you. Lord, there's never
been a time in my life where there's so much at stake, so much to lose. But I trust it to you, 'cause you'll bring me through, and it helps me to know that I'm not alone. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. When I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. When I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry. You're the one who calmed the raging sea. You're the one who made the blind to see. You look through all of heaven and eternity, and through it all you saw me. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. When I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. When I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry.
Never forget, especially on a Monday, that God certainly has a mission and purpose for you. We just have to be in a constant conversation with God all the time, in a state of prayer with God, and you will know what doors God wants you and us to go through. Please join with the late, great Chadwick Boseman on his beautiful words, God has a plan for you.
Sometimes you need to get knocked down before you can really figure out what your fight is and how you need to fight it. Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you. God says in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hear me well on this day when you have reached the hilltop and you are deciding on next jobs, next steps, careers, further education. You would rather find purpose than a job or a career.
Always be there for your loved ones as you are always there for God. We are in a relationship. It's you, our family, our friends, and God. And please be in a constant state of prayer so God knows you are always, always there. Please join with Steve and Curtis Chapman on his wonderful I Will Be There.
Tomorrow morning, if you wake up and the sun does not appear, I will be here. If in the dark we lose sight of love, hold my hand and have no fear, 'cause I will be here. I will be here when you feel like being quiet, when you need to speak your mind, I will listen and I will be here. When the laughter turns to crying, through the win and losing and try, we'll be together, 'cause I will be here. Tomorrow morning if you wake up and the future is unclear, I will be here. Just as sure as the seasons were made for change, our lifetimes were made for these years. So I will be here. And I will be here so you can cry on my shoulder when the mirror tells us we're older. I will hold you and I will be here to watch you grow in beauty and tell you all the things you mean to me. I will be here. Oh, I will be true to the promise I have made to you and to the one who gave you to me. Oh, oh, oh. I will be here. And just as sure as the seasons were made for change, our lifetimes were made for these years. So I will be here, we'll be together. Oh yes we will, I will be here. I will be here.
On this Monday morning, the goodness of God shines in everything that we look at, everything that we see. Bring that goodness into your heart, soul, and mind so we can bring blessings into each other. Join with the wonderful C.C. Winans on her Goodness of God.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. And in darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have
everything we say and everything we do should be in the image of God, for we all know that we were all born in the image of God. God has known us even before we were born. Please join with Dan Bremnes on his Fingerprints of God.
Sometimes it feels just like you're caught inside a moment. Not really moving, but you're going through the motions. Trying so hard to find the meaning as your days roll by. I know it sounds impossible, but we're living in a miracle, yeah. The more you look, the more you know that we are not alone. When you see lonely the morn, healing broken hearts, you see chains fall apart, you see hope rise from the dark. It's so much more than ordinary, it's nothing less than extraordinary, no. It's the fingerprints of God. It's written in the way the stars break up the night, the proof, the clarity that opens up our eyes. It's all around and inside of you and I know it sounds impossible, but it's actually a miracle. When you see lonely the morn, healing broken hearts, you see chains fall apart, you see hope rise from the dark. Prince of God. Open your eyes to the signs all around you. Hope is alive and it's living inside you. All creation testifies it. The more you seek, the more you find that love, love, healing broken hearts. You see chains fall apart, you see hope rise from the dark. It's so much more than ordinary, it's nothing less than extraordinary, no. It's the fingerprints of God. Ordinary, we're nothing less than extraordinary, no. And it's who we are, the fingerprints of God.
There is no right way to pray. There is no wrong way to pray. There is no place that we have to be to pray. Any words that we have to say or not say to pray, they can even be in the silent meditations of our own hearts. We often call that the still, small voice. Please join with Billy Graham on his How to Pray.
You don't have to kneel down every time you pray. I have a daughter that thinks you have to kneel down to pray. And she gets up every morning real early and prays 2 hours before the children get up, but on her knees. And if you felt her knees, they're like leather. And the doctors already said she's getting arthritis from it. And I told her, I said, you don't have to do that. I said, you can pray all the time everywhere as she does. But she feels that God has called her to that ministry of prayer and study of the scriptures on her knees every morning. But you can pray all the time. Even while I preach like this, like I'm doing now, I'm praying. I'm saying, Lord, help me to say the right thing. Help me to say the thing that will help somebody that is here tonight that needs this message, because this message is for somebody here tonight, for many people here tonight that need it.
If you don't have the opportunity to join Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock on this station, please go to the podcast 24/7 at wwdbam.com, and you could be filled with faith anytime and anywhere that you are. And please share that information with family and friends so they can join on Morning Light as well whenever they have the opportunity, or go on my social media, Facebook or Instagram, and I'm always posting clips and links and snippets so you can be filled, whether you are at work, at home, in the car, on any smart device, with the love of God, and you can give thanks to God wherever and whenever you are. Please join with Lauren Daigle on her Thank God I Do.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions, will anybody stay? It's been a hard year, so many nights in tears, all of the darkness trying to fight my fears. Alone, so long, alone. I don't know who I'd be.
If you feel a little bit in the valley, whether it be financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, religiously, just hold on to the love of God. Each and every day, God gives us a new set of mercies and grace, our daily bread, new manna from heaven, to give us the wonders and miracles and a new set of blessings. Join with Katie Nicole on her Hold On.
Smoke clouds all around, couldn't see your face. Darkness consumed me, stuck in the bitterness. But I know there's a light that's waiting up ahead.
A very, very funny man appeared at the Keswick Theater just a few days ago. I know a lot of my friends were there, and hopefully some of you were there to see Modi Rosenfeld, such a wonderfully faith-filled, God-fearing, but funny man. And you know that laughter is the best medicine, as it says in Proverbs. Join with Modi on his wonderful bit called A Guy Went to His Rabbi.
I'm going to start the show by telling you a story about a guy that goes to his rabbi and says, "Rabbi, you never believe what happened to me. My son left the house and became a Christian." The rabbi said, "Shh. Never believe what happened to me. My son left the house too and became a Christian. So what do? We pray to God." They prayed to God and God said, "You never believe what happened to me."
On this new day, we acknowledge that this new week will bring us the goals and the miracles and the wonders in our body, mind, or soul that God so wants to give us. We just have to open our eyes each and every day and say, "Hi, God, I just want to thank you for what's going to be in this day." We know that things are going to come. We anticipate all the blessings. So on this beautiful Monday, we anticipate the love of God. We join with Danny Gokey on his new day.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down. Your cares fly away. Good things are yours to clear.
just bite. This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope. Coming alive. This moment, moment. You got a freedom. No looking back anymore. Open your eyes. It's coming, coming. This is a new day. The old is gone away. The old is gone away. This is a new day. Don't let it slip away. Don't let it slip away.
What's going to happen in this new week? You know who does know? Of course, God. And God has the wheel set in motion for our journey down the right roads of our mission and purpose and through the right doors. Join with Dolly Parton. And for King and Country on there, God only knows.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep, too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. Cause there's a kind of love that God only knows.
There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love.
You keep a cover over every single secret. So afraid if someone saw them they would leave. Somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say.
The kind of love that God only knows.
start over, we could start over.
We may have doubts, and that's okay. We're only human. But something we don't have to have doubts about, of course, is God. We know that God has always and will always bring us good in everything that is meant for us. In other words, as Cain sings, yes, he can.
Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me again and again? But when I look back, did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing, yes, he can.
Speaking about being in a constant relationship with God, a constant state of prayer, so God never has to say, you know what? I don't recognize that voice. I haven't heard that voice in a week, a month, a year, Lord forbid, 5 years. We should always be in a constant state of prayer. So God always recognizes our voice and can accept quickly and greatly our prayers. So please, wherever you are, acknowledge, as Brandon Lake sings, that we can always praise God anywhere.
Sometimes you gotta dance through the darkness, sing through the fire, praise when it don't make sense. Sometimes you gotta stare down the giant, worship from the lion's den. Sometimes you gotta shout it from the mountain, louder in the valley, trusting that he's gonna get you there. Sometimes you gotta welcome the wonder, wait for the answer, worship with your hands in the air. I'll praise you anywhere. Praise, give him praise.
Especially on this Monday, count all the wonders in your lives. Count everything good that happens. Point upwards and say, God, I know that was you. It doesn't have to be a big blessing. It could be a small blessing. But blessings are blessings are blessings. And they add up to great days. And if you are blessed, share it with others, because they will say, oh, if God is blessing you, my turn is right around the corner. Blessings and sharing of them are contagious. Please be contagious in a very good way. Join with Seth Schluter on his newest Counting Your Blessings.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know. Forever, so God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful, all the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
Have a very, very blessed Monday. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.